Every Tuesday, we do a little thing called Think Breakfast, and it just highlights the trio of incredible think shows that we've got right here on 2SER. We've got shows that encourage you to think about sustainability, shows that encourage you to think about your digital future, and the one we're chatting about today with Mr. Jake Morecambe, shows that encourage you to think about your health. Jake, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm doing well. I'm feeling very healthy.
You've been a little unwell, I know. I'm very proud of you being upright. I'm bloody impressed.
It's ironic doing a health program, but yeah. You are so congested that you are somewhat incomprehensible, but I am past the flu, so good to go.
What have you been working on for Think Health?
So this is one that everyone's probably very well attuned with right now in Australia's political climate. This is actually to do with the postal survey that is ongoing. If you have not yet received your slip, I would imagine everyone's got them by now.
If you haven't, it is now definitely time to request a new one. marriagesurvey.abs.gov.au. You should be requesting a new one right now if you haven't got it.
And if you're in that stage as you haven't yet got it or you haven't yet posted it, really get on top of it. We've only got a couple of weeks until that's finalized.
Please.
And what's interesting about this story is it's kind of taking a little bit of a different angle and looking at the mental health implications of something like whether it be a plebiscite or to this marriage equality postal survey. So there's two researchers from the University of Technology Sydney who have put together this online survey themselves calling for LGBTIQ Australians to partake. And it's quite in depth. It's looking at mental health history, and it's also looking at experiences of homophobia, because just by comparison, queer Australians are twice more likely than heterosexual people to have experienced high levels of psychological distress at some point in their life. Transgender youth are more prone to depression, anxiety, suicide. So there is a massive disparity here, but there's very little research. There's very little written in research to kind of back this up in terms of the mental health side as well, and these experiences written down. So what they want to look at is how all the political discourse that's going around this, all the ads that are on TV, all the things that people are receiving in the mail, text messages that people are also complaining about from the yes side, and kind of coerce it all together and paint a better picture of how queer Australians are feeling at this time.
Because I can't imagine it's a great feeling. I mean, as far as my take on it is that I have no business having an opinion on whether people want to get married. Like, that is literally none of my business. And I just am constantly stunned that we're even at the stage where a non-binding write-in survey is actually possibly going to have an impact on the basic rights of a part of our population. I can't even begin to believe how it would make you feel.
There's, as a gay person myself, as a queer Australian, there's a lot of things that are really kind of rubbing me the wrong way with this. I'm not angry. I'm actually quite concerned. I've been in a relationship for nearly 5 years now with my partner. And just looking at it point blank, we do not have the same rights as our heterosexual counterparts. Should he fall sick, should I fall sick, and we are rushed into hospital, I'm not next of kin. He's not next of kin to me. I would not be able to kind of know where he is, know what's happening. We just do not have that equal right to see whether or not our partner's in a stable state. And this is of massive concern to me, because it's just, I look at friends of mine who are in fantastic relationships, who are in heterosexual relationships, who have been together half the time that I have, and they have the luxury, they have the right to marry whom they choose, and no one turns a blind eye. But for someone I've been with for nearly half a decade, I still get looks on the street. I can't really hold hands with my partner walking even somewhere like Oxford Street still today with someone kind of putting up their nose, maybe even giving me a side glance. And the way that this postal survey has been played out is it's been designed to fail.
Yeah. That
it's, we're in 2017. We have the capacity technologically to host an online survey, let alone vote in our local elections online, but we're spending $122 million, I think, on this postal survey to send out people bits of paper that they write with a pen, yes or no, that people might forget to post. I didn't even post mine until 2 days ago.
Yeah.
It's been sitting in my room, not because I don't want to post it, just because I'm like, oh, I totally forgot about this.
When was the last time you went past a post box deliberately?
Last time was when I got like money from my grandma saying, hope you're well. But another thing as well is that we've seen things like people taking other people's letters out of their postbox and throwing them into the bin. The way that this has just been played out, I think, is quite gross. And I think that it was designed to fail. And I think that's what's really important about this survey, about the postal survey, is to just get kind of paint a bigger picture of how people in queer communities here in Australia are feeling. And this is John McAloon, who I've got a grab to play from you. He's from the Grad School of Health here at University of Technology Sydney. He's overlooking a guy called Liam who's putting this survey together. But have a listen to what he says about this.
There's an opportunity here for legislation to lead change. And while that's the case, it doesn't mean that everything will be hunky-dory once that legislation has passed. There's certainly potential to see some residual effects, not only of this discussion, but also of prejudice in general towards LGBTQI people. And I think that's where research like this can go to inform how we discuss, how we talk, and how we respond in the future.
Because this is so important. I mean, you hear the Prime Minister talking about how, oh, it's only been 1% of non-respectful debate. I don't know where he's looking because I've seen bloody little respectful debate around this.
The biggest thing that actually concerns me, beyond just equal rights and to I be able to choose, you know, it's like I've got a selection. It's like I can marry who I want to marry. For me, it goes way beyond this. It's not just about gay men. It's not just about lesbian women. This actually speaks for the entire queer community. Because what if we get to that point, I'm being optimistic here, cautiously optimistic, what if we get to the point where we do get marriage equality? Great. Gay men, lesbian women have the right to marry who they want. There is still a massive disparity for other people within the queer community. Transgender rights are not up to the same par as other queer Australians. My call is that if we do get to that point, we have to think beyond. We can't just go, we've got marriage equality, that's it. We're done.
Yeah.
Equal rights.
Pack up.
There is still so much to fight for in terms of those who are living all around us. Equal rights for transgender people. You know, more easy access and ready access to care for other queer Australians. Reducing that stigma. Eradicating it more likely.
Yeah.
So the fight does continue beyond this debate because it isn't just about gay people. It's about the entire rainbow spectrum of communities living here in Australia. And I think that's the most important thing to take from this.
That is an incredibly good way of putting it. This is a story for Think Health that is absolutely essential listening. When can people hear it and where can people find it?
So Think Health airs on Sunday mornings here on 2SCR 107.3 at 10 o'clock in the morning. But hey, we are also a podcast. You can catch up on that chat with John McAloon and Liam Casey, who put together that amazing survey, which is actually still open.
Ah.
Jump on iTunes, jump on your podcast app, look for Think Health. But if you're a queer Australian yourself, you can partake in that survey as well. It's still online, open for a couple more weeks. Just jump on your browser, survey.lgbt, and that will take you right through. It's also on Facebook. Just pop survey.lgbt in there as well, and you can find out more info.
Fantastic stuff. Jake Morecambe, thank you very much.
Thank you.